You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my life.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. And we are giving God honor and glory, amen, for allowing Him to have me here again preaching the wonderful word of our Heavenly Father. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Well, you know what? I'm going to continue with a message that I started last week, amen. Hallelujah, because there's so much, hallelujah, has to be said of what's going on here, amen? And I don't think I did justice to the Word of God last week because of, time, hallelujah. And today I'm going to share a little more with you, hallelujah. And the focus here is that how much God loves you, amen? And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, hallelujah. He loves you. And He demonstrated it, hallelujah, in a few or a couple of ways, hallelujah, letting you know, hallelujah, that He loves you, hallelujah. And if there's anything that He can do to better your life, He has done it, amen? All we have to do is believe and trust Him, amen? And I want to read the scripture, hallelujah, that I read last week. But before I do, let me pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You and I praise You, Father, first of all, for allowing me to be here to preach Your word, Father, and thanking You, hallelujah, for the victories in our lives, thanking You for our miracles, our healings, Father, thanking You because You, Lord, are awesome. We thank You and praise You for the word. I pray for the listeners that are listening right now, Lord, hallelujah, that their faith would be stirred up, their faith can come alive, and I give You honor and I give You glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And let me tell you right now, if there's a need in your life or you're going through something right now, hallelujah, God can help you. He sure can. Amen. All we have to do is really, really believe what He says, trust Him, and He will come through for us. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to believe. Hallelujah. It's not like something that's magical. No, it's God's word is very powerful. And in Numbers, the book of Numbers, it says, hallelujah, Numbers 23 says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. If He said it, He'll do it. If He promised it, He'll bring it to pass. Amen. And there's one scripture, hallelujah, that I always hold on to no matter what things feel, how they feel, or even if problems come or lives or situations that seem to be overwhelming, God is still greater. Amen. And God can, you know, in Jesus' name, can pull you through, give you the victory in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank Him and praise Him for that. Amen. Now, last week I read out of Philippians, hallelujah, chapter 2, and I'm going to read it again today. I want to focus, hallelujah, on what God has done, amen, for you and for me. Yes, believe it or not, He's done it for you, praise God. And if you're washing your clothes or, you know, doing breakfast or whatever you're doing, if you're busy, stop for 15 minutes. Stop Listen to the word of God. Listen to what God has for you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that's what I just said is scriptural. Amen. It's biblical. Praise God. And if I have time, I'll share with you. Hallelujah. Now, Philippians chapter 2, I want to start at verse 6. Amen. And this is what the word of God says. Oh, praise God. He says, oh, and he's talking about Jesus. All right. It's talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. And he says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Oh, glory be to God. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let me stop right there, and I'll continue in a minute with that. Hallelujah. Now, what I want you to listen to very carefully, I'm going to focus on this, is the word of God says that Jesus did not think bad about becoming a man. He was stripped down to a pure or a main or ordinary man, just like you and me. He left his glory, his royalty. He left everything, hallelujah, to be born as a man. Amen. Now, why did he do this? Two reasons. First, God loves you so much and loves me so much. Hallelujah. And I showed you last week in Genesis chapter 2, verse 26, I think it was, he says that God said to Jesus, to the Holy Ghost, and to whoever he had around him, hallelujah, angels, he said, let us make man in our image. Let us make him in our likeness, hallelujah. So he made him. He made male and female. Amen. He made, and then he created something beautiful. But before he made man and woman, hallelujah, he created the word of God says a paradise. Amen. It was perfect. But you know what? Before that, God had sent Satan to earth. He cast him out of heaven. And now, when God told men, he told Adam to have dominion, to rule over earth, you know, to rule over everything that he created, everything that was created, he gave men the authority, hallelujah, to rule over it, to have dominion over everything. Amen? Okay, we're together here so far. And then Satan came and lied to the woman. He said, did God tell you not to eat of the fruit of knowledge? Are you kidding me? You know why he told you that? You know why God told you guys not to eat of the fruit of knowledge? That's because you're going to become like God. You're going to become just like God. You see, when God made Adam and Eve, hallelujah, he made them innocent. They put no malice in their heart. There was no evil in their heart. Amen. But since God made them, Satan was mean. He was angry. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. So what happened? He tricked Adam and Eve into eating the fruit of knowledge, good and evil. Amen. The knowledge of good and evil. And as soon as they did that, as soon as Adam did that, he turned dominion over to Satan. He gave Satan authority over planet Earth. Hallelujah. So why did that happen? Because God gave it to Adam. God said, Adam, you take care of it. You and Eve, you guys take care of it, hallelujah. And Adam betrayed God and gave dominion over to Satan. Now, Satan took over the earth, all right, over planet Earth. So now his destiny is to destroy everything that God made beautiful. Everything that God made, created, hallelujah, Satan has tried to pervert it, destroy it, steal it, or kill it. Amen? That's what Jesus said in John 10:10. So now, when Satan took over, you know, all hell broke loose. Amen? He turned everything upside down. God never created, Jehovah God never created or never made men to be sick. He made men to live forever. He made all these things, but Satan, hallelujah, took over. Adam gave him the authority, the power, and now he's destroying. Like I say, he's trying to pervert, destroy, steal, kill, and, you know, I mean, everything got made. That's why we have sicknesses in the world. That's why we have poverty. That's why we have wars. That's why we have all of these things, because it's Satan's fault. Adam gave him authority. But now, God loved the human race so much. He loves you so much. I don't care what you say. I don't care you think, I mean, bad about yourself. I don't care. God loves you. Amen? God loves you. So he I'm going to say it this way so we can understand. He had to find a way how to get us back into contact. Now, remember when the devil told Eve and Adam, God told you that you would die, you will surely die when you eat of this fruit? And they said, yeah, he said we would die. You know what? And they ate and they were still alive. They never died. But that's not the death that God was talking about. First of all, what is death? What is death? Separation, like the physical death, separation from your spirit and your flesh. And God told Adam, you shall be separated from me if you ever, you know, do some, you know. And that's what Adam did. When Adam gave Satan the authority over everything, he separated himself from God, because this earth, this world, this planet became a sinful planet just for the reason that Satan took over. Now, God, I mean, we were separated from God. We could not communicate with God anymore. God did not walk with Adam in the Garden of Eden. He could not do nothing like this because, hallelujah, Adam betrayed him. Now, God had to find a way. I'm saying it this way so we could, God had to find a way to bring us back to him. Amen? So Jesus, hallelujah, said, and I'm saying this way to make it personal, and Jesus said, make me a body, and I will go down there and rescue the human race. I will bring him back to you. And God said, you will do that? Yes, I will, hallelujah. Now, God made man, and now God is being made man. Amen? Jesus is the Word. Jesus, I mean, he is our Savior. He's a Messiah, and Jesus had to be born as a man, not as God, because he had to destroy Satan's works in the flesh as a man. He never, like we say, Jesus never sinned or nothing like that, but he had to become flesh to destroy Satan, all right, his works anyway. So that's why the book of Isaiah and the book of Peter says, hallelujah, that by his stripes we were healed. That's one of the things that Jesus did, hallelujah, when he died on the cross of Calvary. He redeemed us from the curse of Satan. That's why God says, believe what I tell you. Believe my word. Trust me, and I can do anything. I can empower you. I can heal you. I can bring a blessing into your life. I can give you a financial breakthrough. I can reunite your marriage or restore your marriage. You see, when you give God that authority in the name of Jesus, good things will start happening to you again. Why? Because that was God's intentions from the beginning, for a human being to have a good life, not a cursed life, not a life of poverty, not a life of sickness, not a life of turmoil. No. Satan turned the world upside down. But when God saw what was going on planet Earth, he said, you know what? I have to find me a way. I'm just using that as a sort of speaker. He said, I have to find me a way to bring people back to me, to let them know that I exist, that I can help them out, that I can restore, hallelujah, what Satan has lost. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says that whatever Satan stole from you, he has to replace it 7 times. It's in the Bible. I don't know what you had might be, what he might stole from you, but he has to replace it 7 times. If he, robbed you of your finances, he has to replace it. God, that's God's law. So here's what I'm saying. God made man, and now God was made into man. That's why the Word of God says that Jesus did not think bad about God when he was stripped of his power, his authority, his majesty, his glory, his power. He said he humbled himself. He said, well, you know what? If I'm the only way, I'm just using those words, okay? If I'm the only way that we can bring the human race back to relationship with you, God, I will do it. I'm not going to think bad about I became a man, or I'm in the form of a man, the fashion of a man. Now, why did he have to become man? Like I said, to destroy the works of Satan and to prove, hallelujah, to Satan that Jesus is Lord. No matter what Satan does, God is still superior to him. God can create. Satan cannot create. God can do miracles. Satan cannot do miracles. So forth and so forth. All Satan can do is put fear in your heart. God has got faith in your heart. Now, fear and faith is opposite to each other. Faith will move mountains. Fear will paralyze your faith. Amen? So a lot of times when we open the lines, a lot of you get thoughts like this. No, don't call. Don't waste your time. It doesn't work. You see, you're thinking that way, but who's putting those thoughts in your mind? It's Satan, because he doesn't want you to be delivered, to want you to be free of whatever problem you're going through. If you need a financial breakthrough, he tells you, man, they already prayed 100 times for you and nothing has happened. You see, that's him putting fear into your heart, putting fear into your life. You want to buy a house and you don't have a job? Well, guess what? God can make way for you to buy a home. God will give you the desires of your heart. But Satan will tell you, how are you going to pay for it? You ain't got no money. You ain't got no job. You see? But if you would trust God and believe him, truly believe him and trust him, hallelujah, in Mark 9:23, the word of God says, Jesus spoke these words, not an apostle, not a disciple, not nobody. God, Jesus himself said, all things, he didn't say half or three quarters of them, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Believeth in what? In what God says. You know, the word of God says that God is the owner of all the money in the world, of all the gold, the silver, the cattle, everything. God is the owner. And he says, if you trust me and believe what I'm saying, I can do all this for you. But you see, Jesus, that's why Jesus became a man. And he did not think it robbery to be, or in other words, he didn't think much about him being equal with God, and now he's going to be equal to mere man. He didn't think it robbery, but he said, the word of God says, he was obedient to death, even to the death of the cross, because he knew that once he would die on that cross, and then the story, and 3 days later he was resurrected, he was risen, and he knew that once he paid the price for you and for me, we were gonna have the life that God wants us to have. But always remember this. We have to believe God. We have to trust him. Accept Jesus. Accept what God says, and everything will be all right. Now, we're gonna open the lines in a couple of minutes, hallelujah. And I want you to really understand this. How much God loves you. God does not want you suffering with cancer. God does not want you, hallelujah, begging for bread. God does not want you, no. He wants you to live a good life, and I can prove it in the word of God. Jesus said, the last part of John 10:10, he said, but I have come to give you life and give it to you in abundance. If you see, there's different translations for that. That portion of the scripture, it says that Jesus said, and he came to give you a life and to give it to you in abundance, or hallelujah, with a lot of, extras, hallelujah, so to speak of. So you know what it would be like for me to be begging God for a payment of my car every month? No, he doesn't want that. He wants, instead of begging, for us to thank him. Lord, thank you for giving me enough money to pay my car bill, my house bill, whatever, my water bill, my light bill. I thank you and I praise you. You don't have to beg him. He knows that you need all these things. Matthew 6:33, the word of God tells you, God knows that we have need of all of these things. So how come we don't get them? Because we have to move in faith. We have to walk by faith. We have to believe God that he can give us all of these things. And you know what? I believe the Lord. I believe his word, and that's why I get up every morning wherever radio station I'm preaching in, I get up and go, hallelujah, to the radio station and preach. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God is a man, or God is a God of his word. So to this morning, I don't know what you're going through. You might be suffering, hallelujah, a sickness. You might be suffering in the financial area. You might be suffering, hallelujah, in your marriage. You might be suffering. The children, hallelujah, are disobeying you. They're going wild. Don't stop loving them. Don't stop praying for them, hallelujah. And you know what? I mean, the Word of God tells me that our children, your own children, my children, they're a blessing for us. And he never meant them to be a curse or a headache or whatever. Now, Satan's got them out there. He might. But God didn't give you your kids for that. They're supposed to be a blessing in your life. That's what the Word of God says. And believe that, and we'll start praying for them. Amen? Let's agree in prayer. Let's agree in faith. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the Word that God teaches me, for me to expect the results that we want when we pray. And I truly believe that. Now, we're going to open the line. But remember what God did for you. Jesus became a man so that you could have the power to pray for your children and for them to come back and be good people, hallelujah, and take them out of Satan's territory, take them out of his hands. And in every area, praise God, of life, God has made it to be good, not bad or evil. Satan's the one who's perverting it, destroying it, killing it, stealing it. So don't allow him to do that anymore. We're going to have about 12 minutes, hallelujah, left, maybe 10, maybe 5. I don't know. Call us, 221-1100 is the phone number here. Call me. I want to agree with you in prayer. I want to, join my faith with you, hallelujah, and we'll see that God's going to move in your behalf. Amen? Call me at 221-1100 right now. And remember what I preach also, that God is the God of now. Hallelujah. He will answer you right now. He is a now God. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. Let your faith come alive right now. Let your faith pick up the phone and call us. Demonstrate to Satan that you believe the word, that you believe what God says, and that, praise God, you believe you're going to get your prayer answered. Do it right now. 221-1100. Don't wait to see how many people are going to call. Don't wait to see if somebody's going to call. No, because that's where the devil is waiting, so he can take advantage or get a jump on you. Amen? Call me, 221-1100, and I want to pray with you. And remember, God loved you so much. He loves your kids so much, your grandkids, hallelujah, that Jesus, being God, became a man to destroy the works of Satan. Hallelujah. Call me. Don't wait any longer. Praise God. Don't let Satan trick you into not calling. And believe me, I don't want to criticize, or I would not want to insult, but if you know you need a prayer and need an answer, hallelujah, call me. And believe me, that person is telling you, don't call, man, it's a bunch of baloney or whatever. That is Satan himself putting those thoughts, hallelujah, in your mind. Now let me tell you something. The Word of God says that your mind is the battleground for Satan, but he cannot touch your spirit. He cannot, touch your soul. Right now, you can call us at 221-1100. If you're going to call outside the area, is 1-888-221-8990. But don't wait any longer. Don't hesitate. Pick it up, call, and I'll pray with you. Amen. I will pray with you. We will agree in prayer. And I know that God will answer, hallelujah. And we give God honor and glory right now, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just lost my wife recently, and I'm struggling with loneliness.
Right.
I need prayer for it.
Give me your first name only. Give me your first name.
Dino.
Dino?
Yes.
Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my brother Dino before your presence right now, Father. Lord, I pray that you would comfort him. Send the comforter to his side right now, Father. And Father, I give you honor and glory for bringing joy in his life, happiness, Father, because, Father, you are the only one that can do that. I have no words to comfort him, but I know that you can comfort him. And Father, I'm thanking you and praising you right now for bringing life into my brother Dean right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus and by faith, I declare it done, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. But, you know, just start thanking God and say, you know, just thanking him for his goodness and that he's, you know, he's giving you happiness, okay? I know it's kind of hard what happened, but hallelujah, he's there. Good morning, God bless you. Good morning, God bless you.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great.
Oh, thank you for so much for being there. If we could pray for my mom. She has a blood disorder that's getting really bad. It could be turning to leukemia. And she's so discouraged and feels so ill. She started her first round of chemotherapy.
Right.
And she's very Catholic. I pray for her true salvation, most importantly. But I through the words you're saying and through my faith in God, he's so good. I just pray he could heal her. She's
Amen.
Been so good to everyone her whole life. And now she's retired and she's so ill.
Okay. Give me her first name.
Thank you. Trudy.
Okay, Trudy. Now, what's your first name?
My name's Kelly.
Kelly, God can do the impossible, all right? And I'm believing truly right now, and I'm thanking him already for her healing right now, okay? Thank you, Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I leave Kelly, Lord, hallelujah. She's trusting you with all of her heart, Father, to heal her mother, Trudy, Father. Father, I pray for a blood transfusion right now in her body, that your holy majesty blood, hallelujah, touch her right now and heal her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, in every area. Not only that one, whatever is trying to come up, I'm asking you, Father, to heal in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, stretch forth your miracle-working hand and touch her right now where she's at. And I give you honor, and I give you glory, and I thank and I praise you for her healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kelly, all you guys have to do is start thanking God. Amen. You have to start thanking God for healing her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. We got about a minute left. Hallelujah. Call us at 221-1100. We are here. We want to pray and agree with you in prayer. And believe me, man, God loves you so much. I mean, can you imagine that? Think about yourself. And then imagine what God did just to give you your healing, give you your blessing, restore your marriage, your kids. Oh, man, that is awesome. He was God and became man. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back, hallelujah, next Saturday. Give God thanks, hallelujah. And you know what? I'll be here a couple of minutes if you want to call. And we'll see you next Saturday in Jesus' name, all right? Hallelujah.
Listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for The Journey Home. Hear real-life testimonies of many who are drawn to the Catholic faith. Pastors, preachers, the unchurched, fallen away Catholics, and Christians from various denominations give testimony to their journey home. That's Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on WCNO. Tune in and be inspired. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO,